Trump raises concerns over China's role after seizure of Iran-linked vessel. U.S. President Donald Trump has raised new concerns about Beijing's possible role in supporting Tehran, pointing to a recently intercepted vessel he described as carrying a gift from China. Speaking in an interview with CNBC on April 21, Trump said the U.S. military had seized a ship with suspicious cargo, though he did not identify the vessel. "We caught a ship yesterday that had some things on it, which wasn't very nice, a gift from China, perhaps, I don't know," he said, adding that the discovery surprised him. "I was a little surprised because I have a very good relationship, and I thought I had an understanding with Xi, but that's all right. That's the way the war goes, right?" The president said in an April 21 post on Truth Social that he would indefinitely extend the ceasefire with Iran until Tehran submits a proposal to end the war. Trump also said he told the U.S. military to extend its more than week-long naval blockade of Iranian ports, saying that it will, in all other respects, remain ready and able, and will therefore extend the ceasefire until such time as their proposal is submitted, and discussions are concluded, one way or the other. Trump suggested in the CNBC interview that Iran may have used the pause in hostilities to replenish supplies. The Epoch Times cannot confirm which vessel Trump was referring to. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi on April 21 called the U.S. blockade a breach of the ceasefire and said that striking a commercial vessel and taking its crew hostage is an even greater violation. Over the weekend, U.S. forces intercepted an Iranian-flagged cargo ship, the M/V Tuska, in the Gulf of Oman after it attempted to bypass a week-long naval blockade. Separately, the Pentagon said on April 21 that another Iran-linked tanker, the M/T Tiffany, had been stopped in the Indo-Pacific region and classified as stateless. Former ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said the interception of the Tuska points to Chinese assistance for Iran. In an April 21 post on X, Haley said the vessel was carrying chemical shipments for missiles. Another reminder that China is helping prop up Iran's regime, a reality that can't be ignored, she added. China has pushed back against the allegations. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Guo Jiakun said on April 21 that the ship seized by the United States was a foreign-flagged container ship and dismissed speculation about its cargo, according to Chinese state media China Central Television. Shipping data and satellite imagery add another layer to the unfolding story. The Tuska was tracked near Taizong Port, north of Shanghai, on March 25, before docking at Gaolan Port in Zhuhai several days later, according to satellite analysis by data analytics specialist Sinmax, cited by Reuters. China remains one of Iran's most important trading partners, and recent research suggests that commercial supply chains may be playing an increasing role in Tehran's military capabilities. A report published last month by Washington-based think tank Jamestown Foundation found that Iranian drone operations in March relied on thousands of Chinese-made components. Some of those parts were allegedly routed through shell companies disguised as e-cigarette exporters or mislabeled as refrigeration equipment to avoid detection, according to the report. It noted the growing difficulty of enforcing sanctions against decentralized networks of small firms. Western enforcement tools built for big defense contractors are powerless against an ecosystem of small enterprises that can dissolve within weeks of being sanctioned and reconstitute under a new legal entity, the think tank said in an April 20 post on X. Trump said on April 12 that China could face a 50% tariff on its exports to the United States if the country is found to be arming Iran. In an interview with Fox News, Trump said he had heard reports alleging that China was supplying military weapons to Iran, although he expressed doubts about their veracity. "I hear news reports about China giving the shoulder missiles, what's called a shoulder missile, anti-aircraft missile. I doubt they would do that," he told Fox. "But if we catch them doing that, they get a 50% tariff, which is staggering. That's a staggering amount." Algra Fredley, Xiaoyu, and the Associated Press contributed to this report.